الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل إن الخاسرين الذين خسروا أنفسهم وأهليهم يوم القيامة ألا ذلك هو الخسران المبين صدق الله العظيم All praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the choicest blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon His most beloved Nabi, our leader, Hazrat Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We thank and praise Allah ta'ala for the numerous bounties and blessings He has bestowed upon us in every way, those we know and those which we don't know about. And we ask Allah ta'ala to continuously enable us to make shukr and to continuously shower these blessings upon us. Respected friends and brothers, in this world, we normally have got the tendency of measuring people in terms of two words, profit and loss, or success and failure. And normally a person is checked out and judged by those things. And we have set our yardsticks and our criterion to say, okay, this one here, he's a success. And that one there is a failure. This one is at a loss, and this one has made it in life. And when a person passes away, for example, very often the question is asked, maybe by the Qabristan or somewhere else among friends, so what was this man's life about? What did he leave behind? How much did he make? So they say, no, this man, he made it in life. He had lots of, mashallah, businesses, lots of wealth, a lot of properties, and he's got lots of this and whatever it might be. So automatically it comes in the mind of us material thinking people, that man is okay, he made it. Now when we speak of loss, my respected brothers, it is a frightening word, it's a scary word. If we know beforehand that, you know what, I'm going to suffer a loss somewhere, then automatically we already start thinking of ways and means to avert that loss. We'll try and somehow avoid it. To such an extent, when a person buys a car, this happens commonly, they tell him, you're buying this car here, but you know what? The resale value is bad on this car. You're going to sell it 3 years from now, you're going to lose. So the man says, forget about it. I don't want a loss. So when the word loss comes about, everybody runs away from it. Now, my brothers, when we look at the Quran Kareem and the ahadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then we find our attention has been drawn to the same two words also and the same two concepts. And how and where should we actually project our thoughts when it comes to acquiring loss, acquiring benefit and success, and staying away from loss and failure. So the Quran nowhere stops a person from acquiring worldly benefit and making a success of their worldly lives. But the Quran takes us way beyond that. And the normal thinking of people with regard to just material possessions being the criterion for measuring profit and loss is debunked. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala repeatedly in so many ayat of the Quran Kareem draws our attention to the real loss and the real success. And what should the end point, where should this success be finally measured? Not when a person is busy dying or after he dies, but once he goes into his qabr and once he goes into the hereafter, at that time, when he stands up in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is the real time to say, okay, now the exams are over. You just passed a class test, not good enough to know what your end of the year result is. Now the end of the year result has come. Now we can say you have passed. And that is when a person finally stands in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should not be at any time satisfied with only worldly profit and worldly success, but at all times we should be asking, what about my akhirah? Am I in any way doing things that are maybe not causing me a loss in my akhirah? How often are we not caught into a wrong scheme or a wrong scam? Scams are all wrong, and I think I'm really doing well for myself, and suddenly we find that I am gone, I've lost everything out. So we should have that fikr with regard to our akhirah, my respected friends and brothers. And the greatest thing in the akhirah, the greatest success is what? It's not only to be saved from Jahannam. It's not only to be able to cross the bridge of Sirah. It's not only to enter into Jannah. The greatest The greatest benefit of the akhirah is to acquire the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَرِضْوَانٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. And pleasure from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the greatest thing. That's why after the people will enter into Jannah, at that time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask people, need anything? Are you people happy? They will say, we're happy because our limited thinking is because of our Jannah. But then Allah ta'ala will say, there's still something I haven't given you. What can that be, O Allah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will announce, أُحِلَّتْ عَلَيْكُمْ رِضْوَانِي وَلَا أَسْخَتُ عَلَيْكُمْ بَعْدَهُ أَبَدًا That now my pleasure has become halal on you, it has become compulsory on you. I'll never ever get angry on you. See, in this world, we can be in a very good books with anybody. We can be in a good books with the government or with your employer or with whoever is your benefactor. Somewhere we say something, we didn't make him salam properly or we didn't give him a proper face and the man gets cross. And after he starts cutting our benefits left, right and center. So, you see, when it comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala says, even that is not going to happen in Jannah. Allah says, I will never ever get angry with you. So my respected friends and brothers, let us focus on the akhirah in terms of averting any kind of loss that might come our way. In this world, many times a person loses out. And alhamdulillah, he's got ways of standing up and walking again. How often we haven't heard people speaking about themselves or about somebody else. You know, they say he lost everything. Somebody did him down or he made the wrong decision. He was down and out. But alhamdulillah, the man says, I started from scratch again. I built up and alhamdulillah, today I have my empire. So subhanallah. Or somebody came and bailed him out. Some relative, some friend, somebody put him back on track and say, okay, you lost out there. So will that happen in the akhirah once if we are facing eternal loss there? That's the question we have to ask ourselves. Here we still can put the pieces together as we say. And here many times a person also, for example, he does an investment and then the thing goes, he just loses out. The company collapses or whatever it might be. He loses out, but he can still somehow salvage and retrieve or start all over again. In this world, sometimes a person is told by his, you know, financial advisors and consultants, accountants will tell him that, you know what, you are in a loss here. You better close shop, cut your losses now and run. That's what the word they will use. So alhamdulillah, he can do all that. He can sort himself out. He can get help from somewhere. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that is in this dunya. It happens. What if it happens in the akhirah? There's no accountant and financial consultant to come and tell you that. It'll be too late. Allah says, قُلْ هَلْ نُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِالْأَخْسَرِينَ أَعْمَالًا Should we not inform you about those people who are the most at loss in, as far as their deeds are concerned? In other words, their deeds are nothing. It is zero. It is zilch. Whatever actions they are doing, it is absolutely of no value that is there in the akhirah. What? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلَّذِينَ ضَلَّ سَعْيُهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا Those people whose efforts are lost and deviated in this world. وَهُمْ يَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ يُحْسِنُونَ صُنْعًا But they think what we're doing is very, very good. A lot of times people, they get carried away, thinking that we are doing a good deed, thinking that this is also prescribed by the Sharia. Somebody gets involved with bid'ah sometimes, and he satisfies himself in different ways and justifies that this is the way to go. Poor chap is wasting his time. Another person is doing something else which he thinks is of great benefit, but it is not sanctioned and prescribed in the Sharia. So Allah says, these are the fellows who will come in on the day of Qiyamah and they will be informed that, you know what, you lost out big time. So my respected friends and brothers, at all times we should be making fikr, worrying, asking the ulama, making research and finding out that what am I doing? Is it correct? Am I doing it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is it within the parameters of the Sharia? Is it an ibadah sanctioned by the Sharia? And so forth. And then our deeds must be preserved, like how everything else we do. We know when we earn money and that, then we like to, you know, safeguard our investments and our income and whatever it might be in different ways. Also here, we must be careful that it doesn't happen. A person comes, you know, when he crosses the border, he goes into another country and suddenly he finds that he's lost all his wealth, or something has been taken away, or the money and the currency that he has come with in that other country is absolutely obsolete. It has got no value. They say, this money, we used to use it 30 years ago. We're not even using this tender, this legal tender here anymore. So you can imagine how a loss a person will be. So keep this in mind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draws our attention that don't fall in this trap thinking that if you have materialistically, you know, accumulated a whole lot, then you are a successful person. And we all know the last three surahs, not last three, but towards the end of the para, where this myth and this wrong belief is debunked by the Quran. There are three surahs. Look at the translation when we go home. The one is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks, Alhaakum al-takathur. Allah Ta'ala says, if you think that this is the real success story, Allah says, the mutual rivalry that you have of accumulating abundantly, this has diverted you. So you got lost. You thought, this is what it's all about. This is where my real success is. Allah Ta'ala says, Hatta zurtumul maqabir, until you visit the grave. Kalla sufa ta'alamun. Allah says, never. That is not the right thing. So soon you will know. Thumma kalla sufa ta'alamun. Allah repeats this ayat twice in the Quran Kareem. Allah says, then you will come to know. Kalla law ta'alamun ilm al yaqeen. When you come there and when you see the reality of what the akhirat is about, on what you are going to be judged, at that time you will come to know with certitude and with absolute certainty that this was not what I was supposed to be doing. Allah says, there's a time you'll come to know. The ayat carries on. The next surah is Wal-Asr. Allah speaks about Innal insana lafi khusr. So if you look at these three surahs and one after it that comes, Wailul likulli, they basically are a continuation of a certain subject matter. And that is what we are talking about. That be careful about your loss in the akhirah. Read the three translations yourself and you will see. Keep it with this context in the back of the mind, that how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is drawing our attention to not falling in the trap of losing out in the akhirah. Then Allah says, verily man is in a loss, except those who have got iman, who do good deeds, and who make sabr, and who advise each other with good deeds. So that Allah Ta'ala says is not your loss, that is going to save you from your loss. And in the third ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks that man, يَحْسَبُ أَنَّ مَا لَهُ أَخْلَدَ. And Allah Ta'ala says, الَّذِي جَمَعَ مَالًا وَعَدَّدَ. He, after Wal-Asr, the next surah, Allah says, man, what he does? He collects and he counts. And then he thinks that this is going to stay with him forever. So it's not going to stay with him forever. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants. So my respected friends and brothers, Allah Ta'ala has drawn our attention in these three surah to not lose sight of the fact that real loss is something else and real benefit and success is something else. Allah says that on the day of Qiyamah, the real losers are those أَلَّذِينَ خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَهْلِهِمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Those people who cause loss to themselves and to their families. Sometimes we see tragic stories, you know, a man makes the wrong decisions or whatever else might happen and how he goes down in every way. And normally he doesn't go down himself. We find his poor family goes down with him also, like you mentioned earlier on. And then everybody is suffering. But that suffering, if it's in this dunya, it can be sorted out, my brothers. Allah Ta'ala says, on the day of Qiyamah, at that time it can be sorted out. If a person sinks, he made the wrong decisions, he led his family astray and he taught them the wrong things. He fed them haram, he taught them haram, he kept them away from Islamic teachings, he did everything. Then this man here, he is down, and wa'ahlihim, and their family also is down. Allah says, Allah dhalika huwa al-khusranul mubin. Allah says, beware, that is the big loss. Khusranul mubin means an open loss, you know, lost wholesale, lost everything. So that is the ayat of the Quran that we are supposed to keep in mind. Likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elsewhere speaks about the scales of deed. فَأَمَّا مَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَهُوَ فِي عِيشَةٍ رَاضِيَةٍ وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَفَّتْ مَوَازِينُهُ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that those people, with regard to their scales of good deeds is very, very light. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says they are at a loss. And there are other ayat of the Quran Kareem also, that when a person stands up in front of Allah on the day of Qiyamah and he is totally bankrupt. And the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam also warns us about this. Bankrupt in this way that a man made an effort, but he made an effort on the wrong things. He made an effort, but then he went and lose it in some way. You know, Allah speaks, habitat amaluhum. We hear this in the Quran often. Habitat amaluhum means your investments have come to nothing. So a person was fully prepared for his old age, for example, thinking that I have set myself up well. And then when the time comes to go and collect whatever income he's supposed to receive and benefits from his investment, they tell him there's nothing here. What will happen on the day of Qiyamah when it is said to that? So a person must keep his akhirat in front. We do so many good deeds. Make sure that we are doing it for Allah Ta'ala. Make sure it's a correct thing. And if it's not done correctly, habitat amalum, the deeds become non-existent. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam once told the Sahaba, you know who's a bankrupt person? A bankrupt person, again, the Sahaba would have answered, if they did answer, they would have said, Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam know best. We would have said, bankrupt, the fellow who can't pay back his merchants, he can't pay back, he's got no money in the bank, that's a bankrupt person. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, that one who comes with a lot of deeds on the day of Qiyamah, but all his deeds are taken away, you know, he made ghibat of somebody, he slandered somebody, he did somebody else down, he did whatever it might be, and now the real books are open, and the real records are open, everybody comes and takes a share. That man is one who is at loss. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also made mention of another very scary hadith. He says that the one who misses Asr Salah, other namazes, other things he mentioned, it is as though he has lost his family and his wealth and his property. فَكَأَنَّمَا وُتِرَ أَهْلُهُ وَمَالُهُ. That means his wealth and his family. Imagine Allah protect us, but we come home and we see our businesses are all down, our home is burnt up, our family is all lost. What a sad story of such a person is. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, each time when a person misses his Asr Salah, we must ask ourselves what the condition of my Asr Salah. Then the form of that loss in the eyes of Allah is already like this. Allah Ta'ala will at a later show, later stage, manifest it for us, and that will be in the Akhirah when a person is at a total loss. Allah Ta'ala protect us. So my respected friends and brothers, the real fikr and the real worry should be, what have I put away in my Akhirah? What have I put away in my safety box of the hereafter, which will be safely kept there and preserved until the day when I go meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.